Hello, everybody. This is Danny Lipford, and welcome to this special Today's Homeowner podcast, where I get an opportunity to sit down with Dan Edelman, who is Rockwool's National Business Development Manager, to talk a lot about insulation. Dan, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me on, Danny. Always a pleasure.
Boy, I tell you what, we get so many questions about insulation, and the more questions you get, it seems like it makes you realize there's a lot of misunderstandings about it and maybe just plain bad information in things. But you guys, like us here at Today's Homeowner, shoot it straight and go right to the point on these things, which is important for homeowners to know. But first of all, what exactly is Rockwool? How would you describe this product?
So Rockwool is actually a very simple product. So it's made by using basalt, which is the most abundant resource in all the world. It's the entire Earth's crust. We then melt that down along with some recycled steel slag. So it's the byproduct from the steel industry. And we essentially put in a big giant cotton candy machine, whips it into fibers, and then that we compress it down to whatever density and thickness that we're looking for, depending on which product line that we're making for that.
Well, I tell you what, I saw firsthand when you opened the fairly new plant up in North Mississippi, and wow. I mean, first of all, you know, I've been in a lot of factories, a lot of plants, a lot of manufacturing facilities, but most of them are old and been cobbled together and everything. And I walked in this place, my mouth dropped open at how advanced, you know, as far as the technology of it, as far as it being clean. And then as one of the Rockwool representatives who's taken us around explaining all of the recycling efforts and reusing water and reusing all the little shavings and fibers and things like that. It just blew my mind the level of thinking, planning, and building that went in to this amazing facility. I'm sure that has really helped keep up with the demand a bit.
Yeah, and we actually began, Rockwool Company began in 1937 in Copenhagen, Denmark. And we really got over to the North American market in 1988. So it's a relatively newer product to North America. However, historically, we've been around for quite some time now. That being said, we also just opened up an even more advanced factory in Ranson, West Virginia. And all of our factories are zero waste to landfill. We recycle the rainwater to cut the product. Again, because of the hydrophobic qualities, we're able to cut the product with water. And even factories that we have water power, wind power, we're actually self-generating. We have a great sustainability report that's on our website at rockwool.com that really explains all the different parts of the factories themselves.
Well, you know, that's really impressive because that costs you guys more money up front. Certainly, it may save some money down the road, but more importantly, and the real core reason for it all is to save those natural resources, which is certainly commendable for an organization like Rockwool to go to that extent. Now, some of the advantages that we point out to our listeners, first of all, the fire-resistant quality of this, that's pretty important. People don't think about how important it is. If you have a few extra minutes to get out of your house in the unfortunate situation of a fire, means a lot. And I know I've talked to a lot of fire departments. They know all about Rockwool because they're happy to know that if they're having to fight a fire, that it's not as combustible as other materials. Boy, that's one of the many advantages.
Yeah, and going back into the fire portion of it, you know, it's made out of rock, so it's naturally fire resistant. We don't have to add any kind of fire retardants to it, any chemicals that increase the flammability of it. So it's actually never going to carry a flame, and it's a zero smoke development, meaning, you know, a lot of the times in a fire, it's the smoke that really billows and will be the dangerous portion of that contained fire. Another part is, you know, if there's something that's not combustible in your wall, and I've actually seen it in my personal home where I opened up a wall cavity and there was sparks all around the Rockwool insulation. And thank goodness it was not a combustible insulation because that would have converted into a fire and, you know, potentially could have had a much more serious loss than me literally not even understanding that the electrical box had a short and could have sparked a fire in the home.
Yeah, that's the way a lot of fires start. So that's a really good example of it. Also, you know, people are more conscious now of mold and mildew in homes, and there's unfortunately products actually encourage mold and mildew growth once you introduce a little bit of moisture to it. But another great advantage of rock wool that I've found over the years is its mold resistance. That's pretty important when you're talking about a crawl space or maybe even some basement situations.
Oh, for sure, Danny. And really, it's, you know, we're going to shed water. It's going to actually repel water. So you could pour water on the product. Now, in a typical wall assembly, hopefully you don't have water, but you always have moisture in the air, whether that be relative humidity, especially when you start talking crawl spaces, you know, even attics get a lot of humidity, especially in the summer months. So just being able to repel that moisture away and forever being a mold and mildew resistant product is going to really help with the durability of your wall assembly as well.
Now, talking about attics, that's one thing that we encourage people to consider installing more insulation. Sometimes people look up at that mysterious thing up the top of those disappearing stairs and say, no, I'm going in there twice a year, once to get my Christmas decorations down and next to put them all back up. But, you know, it's an important part of the house. It's important in order to control your humidity, control the heat gain that you can get and so forth. And I also tell people you don't have to do the whole attic at one time. Just whatever your budget and, you know, time will allow, every single bit that you put in will help. But, you know, one of the things about the many hundreds of bundles of rock wool that I've installed, it's so cool that it's all cut, you know, that it's not in these big rolls that can be very cumbersome. So with them being cut, I guess that's what, like a 4 foot long bat that you have.
That's correct. Yeah, they come in either 16 inch on center or 24 inch on center by 47 or 48 inches long. And that's primarily for a friction fit when you're doing wall cavities or, you know, in a crawl space or in an attic as well. So to fit perfectly between those studs, and it is a friction fit. So you get that full cavity insulation as well.
So let's kind of take our listeners through a typical way of upgrading your insulation in your attic. So let's say you go up a attic stairway, you look up in there, you realize that the insulation has kind of settled down, the existing insulation, and maybe it's kind of close to being level with the top of your ceiling joist. And we always tell people, if you get up in your attic and you can see your ceiling joist, already I can tell you don't have enough insulation because we, you know, of course, insulation is measured in R value, heat resistance value. We always kind of relate it to how deep, how many inches. It's just easier for people to understand. And we always recommend anywhere from 13 to 15 inches of insulation. So if you don't have that, you need to get that. It's going to help you every single day of the year. But often the thing that's so cool is you can take the bundles, you can put them right there in the hallway, you can have one person feeding the bats up to you one at a time. Put one bat in. Sometimes I even recommend taking a broom or a rake just to kind of move them around a little bit if you want to kind of reach out there a little bit, make it easier. And that's it. And then you just keep putting it in. And boy, when it comes time to cut it, breaking out the old bread knife, the old serrated blade knife, it doesn't get much easier than that.
Yeah, for sure, Danny. And kind of the steps that I like to take, you know, step one is always first inspecting the current situation of the current insulation, really making sure that there's no moisture, no mold, no mildew, no rodent droppings or rodents living in the existing insulation. And that's another benefit of Rockwool is rodents don't primarily care for the rock material or the Rockwool insulation. So, you know, after inspection and you say, okay, it looks good, there's no real kind of air quality issues in the current insulation, then what you're simply going to do and what you were saying about R value, Rockwool is going to be a 4.2 to 4.3 per inch. So you actually don't need quite as much to still hit the higher R values. Mm-hmm. But by simply putting the bats down perpendicular to those joists, especially if that insulation is only to the joist, if you have insulation that's below the joist, you first want to fill up to the joist line or even remove the insulation that's currently there, but then putting another bat in perpendicular to the joist, and that's really to help prevent thermal bridging in the attic. So you get a more continuous insulation that's on top of the attic, And again, we have products that are, you know, R13, R15, R21, R23, R30, and R38. Primarily for addicts, it's going to be the higher numbers, the R30 or R38. That's really just the higher thermal resistance that the products have. And you might as well, the labor is always the same, I say, so you might as well put in the most that you possibly can in one layer.
And, you know, if you're building a new house, certainly you want to talk with your builder and tell them that you want to use Rockwool insulation for all of these benefits and many, many more. But also, if you're doing any kind of remodeling, you know, it doesn't matter what's in your house now. If you have fiberglass in the rest of the house and you're building an addition to your home or you're upgrading your insulation in your attic, this is very compatible with any other insulation that you have. So it doesn't matter what you have before, but being able to provide that. And I'll tell you another thing, Dan, we get a lot of questions about soundproofing and the transfer of sound from one place to the next. Rockwool is, we found, has been fantastic. Matter of fact, in my brand new house I built a couple years ago, every single interior wall has Rockwool in it. And it's amazing when your wife's calling you to take out the garbage. Man, I just can't hear it anymore. It's kind of convenient in that way.
Yeah, and talking sound, I mean, really the best thing for sound is density and mass. And that's really a testament to the density and mass that Rockwool really brings. The other part of the puzzle piece when you start talking about sound, Danny, is the friction fit and really how tight it fits in that wall cavity. Because if you have one little area that's not able to be insulated or one area that you can't cut properly around, it's going to be not only, you know, for on a thermal wall, but also for sound, you're going to have all that sound going through that one little section, and you're going to really reduce the sound proofing that insulation is providing.
Well, you know, after hearing all of these benefits, I'm sure our podcast listeners are realizing why Rockwool is growing globally, because everybody needs to save energy, and here's the way in order to do it. So here's some other resources for you. Rockwool.com has some great information. I love the way that y'all have the navigation all set up on the site. And we've set up a special landing page and an aggregation of all kinds of information and videos and all kinds of things. A lot of different examples where we've used Rockwool in real home situations, and you can drop by there as well. Today's homeowner.com/insulation. Dan Edelman, certainly appreciate you being with us. Tell everybody at Rockwool we said hello, and we'll definitely have to do another podcast down the road a bit.
I sure will, Danny, and thanks for having me on.